And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Standin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan. Pete Gray here, along with Rock God Rick Maxa in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup. Very busy San Diego landings on another spectacular Southern California day. Gotta love Southern California in December.
It's crazy, buddy.
It's the best. That's why we live here. That's why we pay the big bucks, right?
You know, yesterday morning I was cooking burritos for a wrestling team up in Richmond, California.
Wow.
It was cold. I mean, holy cow. It was in the low 40s. Oh, my God.
Wow.
And all of, you know, I drove down yesterday all the way to the Grapevine. My outside temperature never hit 50 degrees. Really? It was 45, 46.
All the way down.
All
five.
The way to the Grapevine.
Came down five?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then cold. Once you got into L.A. Then
once you went, got halfway up through the Grapevine, just starting to come down, the sun came out and looked at the temperature. It was 61.
Big change.
Ate on that hill.
Well, as you can hear, we have Captain Frank Lopresti, Raw Polaris Shogun, Polaris Supreme, Point Loma Sport Fishing, Fisherman's Landing.
And stop.
He's as one of our texters just said, the Godfather.
You better quit with that, man.
Yeah.
You're me in trouble.
Yeah, I'm already in trouble. I just live in trouble here. And giving away a fantastic prize to one lucky caller or texter.
Yeah, you're not kidding, boy. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, so generous to Frank and Fisherman's Landing, one lucky caller or texter at the end of today's show is going to win an overnight trip out of Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. And again, how that prize works, you're going to get a gift certificate, and it's good for any boat that is running an open party overnight trip. So whoever happens to be running an overnight that week, it could be the Tomahawk, it could be the Fortune, it could be the Pegasus, the brand new Poseidon, which is now at the landing. Anybody who happens to be running open party overnight when you want to go, you get to go fishing on that boat. And Carl has said before, if you ask real nice, you could even pay to upgrade it to a day and a half trip. It's an unbelievable prize for one lucky caller or texter at the end of today's show. In addition to that great prize, you're also going to get a 2026 Bill Varney CCA calendar, which are now available at local tackle stores and at surffishtackle.com. If you want to get through, it has been a busy morning on the phone. We had two phone calls drop off during the break. It's the first time we've had an open spot. If you call, you can get through right now, 833-288-0973.
All right. Hey, we have a special caller on the line, and because the caller ID is not showing him, I'm not sure it is, but good morning.
Good morning. Captain Brian from the Independent.
Hey, Captain Brian. Good to see you. Hey, I need to figure that out on on the deal there. Hey, how's
What's
the fishing?
Up, Brian?
Fishing's going good. There's definitely potential down this way. We saw some bigger fish. They didn't cooperate too much, but definitely encouraging sign down here for this bigger yellowfin.
That's cool. That's great. And so, and the weather's still fantastic?
It is beautiful. It's been beautiful for the last 8 days of our trip so far. We had a little bit of rain, but wind-wise, it's been pretty calm.
What a fun fall this has been for you guys, just seeing all the different fishing available at play. We've been watching you guys do such a good job sharing photos social media-wise, but just the wahoo fishing and yellowtail on the beach and yellowfin and bluefin both, it just seems like such a great fall season you guys are having.
Yeah, it's been wonderful. No complaints on our end for sure. This wahoo fishing, hopefully it stays and continues to be just as good as it is for our remainder trips. But wahoo fishing, there's these big bluefin, yellowfin, some yellowtail showing up on the coast now again. So, yeah, no complaints at all. Hopefully it continues.
Now, Brian, you guys have that 11-day trip, a limited load to 24 people, leaving on Sunday the 4th of January. What a great way to start the year. And I understand you just lower the price on that trip?
You know, I don't truly know. I think it's been the same as 5,200, if I recall, as last time.
Okay. All right. But
maybe I have to relook at that. But it was, yeah, limited load of 5,200.
Wow. And so that's an 11-day trip, and it's a go, huh?
It is a go. I think we have 18 signed up, or 19. So,
fantastic.
Yeah, we're going.
Okay, fantastic.
24-person load.
Okay, so if you want to jump on that, as good as this fishing has been, how do we get a hold of you?
Yeah, you guys can go on our website at www.independencesportfishing.com or call Paulina in our office at 619-226-6006, and she will book you guys.
All right. Well, thanks, Brian. Appreciate the report from the Independence, that beautiful vessel down there fishing in beautiful weather in December. And we'll look forward to hearing from you about the trip as it keeps going.
Thanks, Brian.
All right. Thank you, guys. Good morning. Take care.
Good morning. Appreciate that very much. All right. Let's head to this Flare Supreme right now and talk to Aliar. Good morning, Aliar.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Hey, we're just stoked to hear from you guys down there. But most of all, we're very jealous of the beautiful fishing you're having.
I've been fielding texts from Eric Sheets all morning talking about how good it is, but I didn't want to mention anything to steal your thunder. But boy, it sounds like you guys are on one heck of a trip, Aliar.
Yeah, in the nicest weather. We've had like less than 10 knots of wind the whole trip.
Oh man,
that's so cool.
Me, man.
What is it What is it you haven't caught? Have you caught any swordfish?
Yeah, what's left?
No, we saw one though. We did see one.
That's cool.
Well, it sounds like you've had an amazing trip, along with what you've got 9 bluefin over 200. Is that right?
Yeah, we got 9 bluefin over 200. Good wahoo fishing. We had a day where we messed with some porpoise. We caught 30 yellowfin. Most of them were nice ones, 60 to 120 pounds, and then good yellowtail fishing along the beach. And yesterday we tagged 7 more bluefin, 40 to 50-pound fish, and 80 yellowfin. Those were smaller yellowfin, like 15 to 30 pounds. So and now we're just traveling home in nice weather.
Unbelievable.
Wow. And what was the wahoo fishing like?
Oh, it was good. It was good. It was, you know, the good thing about what's going on right now is there's not much troll fish, so it's fun for the passenger. They get to catch them on the bomb. They get to catch them on the bait, the kelp paddy fishing and stuff. I think out of the 104 we caught, there was probably only 8 or 9 on the troll.
Wow.
So it's pretty fun fishing right now.
Crazy.
Super fun. Isn't that fun for 19 guys?
Yeah. And so, what was the size?
They're nice fish. We had a few of those small ones, but we had a couple around probably 70 pounds.
Jeez. Wow.
What's the best way to get a bite on one of those, Aliar? If somebody's going on one of these upcoming trips, what was the, you know, what did you observe as the best way to catch one right now?
The guys did pretty good on the bombs, you know, especially this group. They're good. They're smart. The passengers we have on this trip, they let them sink. You know, most people just cast out and wind them real quick. These guys were letting them sink. They were getting below the Dorado, and they had good success.
How cool.
That's awesome.
Did you hear that? They had to get below the Dorado.
Below the Dorado. Oh, darn Dorado.
Yeah, darn Dorado.
Yeah.
So now you're casting bombs because the Dorado won't eat the bombs?
They'll still eat them. Yeah, they'll still eat them, but yeah, you'll still mess with them.
That's amazing.
But we had one day when we were on the ridge, and it was mostly sonar fishing, so that was pretty fun and clean, you know.
That's so rad.
How fun. Fantastic. Well, any spots coming up available on the Polaris Supreme in the near future?
Not this year. I just looked. We have 3 5-days left. They're all full. But if you want to go, I would just call Lindsay and get on the wait list. Her number is 619-706-3634. And we got a lot of room for 2026 in April, which, you know, we did really good this year in April, fish and bluefin, and it's definitely a good time to come out, check out the boat, eat some good food, and just see the experience of the boat. It's a good time to go. So,
April, yeah.
I recommend it.
And how many day trips are those earlier?
Those are mostly 3-day trips. We've gone more towards the 3-day trips to give us more time, especially that early in the year when we're mostly fishing by ourselves. You need that extra day.
Gotcha. Smart, man. That's awesome. Well, I know Eric said so many great accolades about you and the trip and the guys and just how fantastic this fishing was. It's been fun to hear about it, and it sounds like a fantastic opportunity put together for everybody.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you, guys. I hope you guys have a good rest of the show. Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling in, Aliar from the calling live from the Polaris Frame. Sounds like he's right next door.
Yeah, coming up the line.
Thanks, Starling.
Yeah, pretty
Elon
close.
Musk, right? When's he coming in?
Tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning? Okay. All right, over at C4 Sport Fishing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that Aliar and the Polaris Supreme are the only true long-range boat out of C4.
That's
now,
correct.
Right?
That's correct.
Do you ever foresee any more long-range boats operating out of?
I don't know. We're doing so well C4. Over there. I don't know that we need another one, but we only have so much room.
Yeah.
So, well, you know, one thing I like to point out about Aliar, he's gotten this bad reputation of being strictly a bluefin fisherman.
Yeah.
The guy's amazing fisherman, and I mean a fisherman. I don't care where that man goes. You can send him to Alaska, anywhere. He's going to catch fish wherever he goes. I guarantee it.
How old is Oliver?
I believe 29.
20. Oh, he's old man.
I always worry about him when it gets windy because he's so thin that I think he's going to blow right off the boat.
Yeah, but he's another one that's like a child prodigy, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just phenomenal.
Just an amazing fisher. Well, speaking of C4 Sport Fishing, it's time to talk about food at C4 Sport Fishing. That's Charlie's Landing. I was fortunate to go have some lunch with my buddies over there on Thursday. Oh, man.
So good.
It is so good. Really? And the other thing about not only the food, but the scene there. They have that beautiful patio overlooking the boats. You see all your favorite skippers, Jack and Captain Jim Hughes walking down and all the guys down there. You can look over the boats and stuff like that. But I don't know what your favorite is, but there's Smashburger, Frank.
That's it.
Have you had it?
I've heard it's good.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, it's really, really good. But all their stuff, I mean, they have, and here's the thing, too, is they have, not only can you get fish tacos grilled or fried, either way. You want to get them a little healthier, get them grilled. You want to get them, the original way, they do them fried, but they do it all.
Dallas and I took the boys down the week before last, and it just you said it best. It's such a cool scene to be on the water at C4, see all the goings on. They got great indoor and outdoor, but the outdoor seating is so cool there. And yeah, the Smashburger went all the way around. So fun.
But I tell you what, if you want to eat healthy there, they do have a beautiful Caesar salad too, with a piece of fish on it or some chicken or whatever you want on it. They really do a nice job and with all of their food.
They do a cool special. If you bought a ticket for any trip out of C4, whale watch or fishing, whatever it is, if you're holding a ticket to go on a boat and you buy an entree, they'll give you the first beer for just a buck.
A buck.
Yeah, that's very cool. So, yeah, beer for a dollar if you're going on any trip. And, you know, private boaters, if you're going fishing, if you're trying to take advantage of the swordfish thing, you can launch your boat, give them a call, and they'll get a breakfast burrito ready for you. You can pull right up to the dock at C4th, run up and grab it. They do a really good job over there.
Yeah, or take the lunch with you or whatever. You go get bait and then pull right up to the dock and grab your food. So check it out. Charlie's Landing. It's right there at C4 Sport Fishing in Mission Bay.
And I just got a text from Chris Carpal on the Sea Watch half-day trip. He said, very good fishing on 6 to 10 pound bonita.
Hey, wow. Nice job, Chris.
This morning, now.
Yeah, right now as we speak.
It's calm weather.
So,
yeah.
So when you go out with Chris, you really some. This is when you should be taking your kids out.
Oh.
And, you know, you take care of that fish and you fillet it. And bonita is good. Believe me. All you got to do is cut that dark strip out and they're delicious.
Talk about taking kids out, too. Chris Carpal runs such a good operation and so kid-friendly. Just, I mean, one of the best people around. You wanted a really good experience with somebody who certainly knows, you know, how important it is to have a kid into it and fishing. I mean, that is, there's no better run than going with Chris on that Sea Watch.
And that's on the Sea Watch.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
On the Sea Watch. And is he doing a double half day or is it?
Yes, he's doing a double half day right now. And then the schedule's kind of weird. And then the new C4th will take half day, and then Chris will go to 3/4 day fishing local, and that's been some phenomenal fishing. Still getting a yellowtail here and there, but just great fishing on calico bass, sand bass, rockfish, bonita, everything.
Yeah, so. C4th is amazing.
Yes, it is.
And they're such easy access right there at the bait barge and then easy access to the ocean.
Definitely love that landing and the operators there. And hats off to John and Jeff Yamati.
Yeah, they do it. Fantastic job. And they have a great tackle store, too. I saw Dan Harton there the other day, and the guys do a fantastic job in that tackle shop.
Dustin kills it over there.
Really does a good job. Well, hey, phones are packing up. They want to talk to Frank. If you want to get through, 833-288-0973. One line open there.
Let's talk to John, who's calling us from Colorado Springs. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. I'm excited. I have a lot of questions for Frank, but when I was a kid, I used to fish bonita, and it was so fun. I'm going to come and take my granddaughter fishing this week.
Good for you.
So good for Bonita. But my question to Frank is, you can fish those flyers straight without a kite?
Oh, yeah. But, well, we did then, yes. And that doesn't happen very often. That was there was so much fish around the boat, and the flyers, it was stormy. It was a little bit of rain and a lot of wind. And the flyers get up, and they were hitting the side of the boat and hitting people. And all you had to do is pick one up, and you were on. I mean, all you do is hook them in the back of the neck and just go for it.
If you can fly line a flyer,
they'll eat
it.
You better believe it. Yeah. And you know, it's just crazy. You can fly line a flyer, and it does work, but getting one is sometimes, you know, that's an unusual sequence where they're flying on the boat and all you have to do is reach over and grab one. So most of the time we save them live, and they go out on the kite. So that's just a very unusual situation.
Where do you put the hooks in a flyer if you're fishing it?
If you're going to fly line it, I always put it right in the behind the neck.
Okay.
Okay, that's where I put it.
That's cool.
I still believe in fish coming up underneath baits, you know.
Yeah, hide the hook, the back hides the hook.
That's why the neck hook became so popular.
Now, you have a great text?
I thought so. It says, good morning, guys. Frank, thanks for all the beautiful boats and the captains and the impeccable service that they all provide. My question is, could you speak on one of your fondest memories of fishing with Captain Don Hansen from back in the day? That's from Jeff in Huntington Beach.
You know, every time I drive by,
Hands.
Every time I drive by Dana Point, I think of Dawn. I think of Donna Kalis. You know, by the way, she's done such a great job following in her father's footsteps. But I think my fondest memory is, you know, coming home off of a trip and he wanted to lay down and he just said, we were going by Barge Rock. He says, see the pier? I think it was 5 miles away, and I said, yeah, I see it. I was, I don't know, 9, 10. And he said, just steer for the pier. He laid down, went to sleep. I woke him up 20 minutes, 30 minutes later. I don't know. It was such a feeling of power.
Yeah.
Me as a kid.
This boat's at my command. I love that.
What a great guy, Don Sam.
Oh, he was something else.
Yeah. He's still hanging out the... Over at Pearson, right?
He's talking about Don Hansen.
Oh, Don Hansen.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you said Don Sansa.
No. Talking about Don Hansen.
Don Hansen, of course. Right, yeah, right, no, right. Yeah. We miss him for sure.
Yeah.
Don Sampson's somebody that was still around. And did
Knuckles.
A lot of stuff with Knuckles. Knuckles.
Yep.
He's got the biggest hands I've ever seen.
Yep, they're big hands.
But about as kind a person as you ever wanted.
Yes, he is. Soft-spoken.
Yeah.
Very. Yeah. Always, I remember a lot of stories with Don. We had a lot of fun together. We really did.
Yeah.
Fishing together, fishing with him. He was a hell of a fisherman and still would be. And Don's just
Don Hansen. Yeah.
Now I'm talking about Don Sansom.
Don Sansom, yeah.
Don Sansom, just a wonderful guy.
Yeah. But, a couple of great Dons.
No doubt.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Still, but Don's still with us.
Yes.
Don Sansom.
Don Sansom still with us.
Yeah, for sure. And you can see him occasionally over at Pearson, too.
That's correct.
Yeah, still hanging out, working with the guys up
there.
Yeah. Hey, Dan in West Covina has a great text here. It says, good morning, gentlemen. My question for Captain Frank is follow-up on the dock modification work at the Big Three Landings you mentioned on previous shows. Just wondering what the latest on that massive project is.
Oh, what a saga.
What a saga. Is it? Yeah.
So basically, you know, we had it all set to do all the docks, and then the port came back with their new plan where they had all this stuff they wanted to do beachside, which raised the price now up close to $2 million more. So recent talks, and here's where big kudos have to be given to Frank Rossetti. He's been leading the pack on this and doing a great job. And he has their ear. And the latest thing is I think we're going to start moving ahead on the docks, hopefully in the next 2 years. And then the beach side is something that might come or will eventually come maybe 10, 12 years later. But it's just so expensive.
So probably not till like 2028?
I would hope. by 2027, we can get started at Fisherman's.
Wow. So Fisherman's would be the first?
That's the way we've discussed it. I don't know that that's the way it'll come down. Yes.
And then just walk on down the line.
Yep, yep, yep.
Yeah. Do one landing at a time.
At one point, we talked about starting October 15th at Fisherman's. It'd be done by Christmas, and then we'd move over to Point Loma, and then lastly would be H&M.
And what do you do with all the boats that are tied up?
Kind of move them around.
Yeah, yeah. Musical boats.
Probably going to have some anchor up in the bay. We'll use the fuel dock some, wherever we can.
Wherever you can.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Figure it out.
Yeah. Figure it out.
It will be a hassle, that's for sure. Yeah. But, for 2 months in the slower part of the year, it shouldn't be too bad.
But we don't have to worry about it for a little while.
No.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Well, hey, we got a lot of people anxious to talk to Frank. If you want to get through on the phones, it's 833-288-0973. Before we do that, we're going to find out what's going on the water. It is time for our FishDope.com report with the Angler's Realtor, Yosef Husseini. Today, that catch report is sponsored in part by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get a premier processing experience. You can check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure you make that reservation today. We got him on the line. What's up, Yosef?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are we doing today?
Doing very good. Nice weather, some biting fish. Life is good.
It's still moving, man. It's pretty crazy. We're in December, and we finally have some flat weather, and there's still fish biting, so that's great. I'm going to start up north in the L.A. area. There is still squid holding at Isers Reef. There are some rumors about some sea bass being around there. Guys doing really good off the PV coast for big calicos, scoring 3 to 5 pound bass, pretty solid. Leadhead and live squid combos working great. Catalina, there's still tons of squid around. Not a lot of word about yellowtail or sea bass being caught. There's squid from the Bees to Salto. Then in the general area of the island around the front, it has also slowed down. You still can pick up a bonita here, there, and some short calicos. Big news is La Jolla. That whole area from like Solana Beach down to La Jolla is holding squid, and there's some good yellowtail fishing. 5 to 10 pound bonita, tons of them. Fishing is really good. There's guys trolling out on the outside and getting them on feathers as well. 20 to 25 pound class yellowtail, they're coming up and eating surface iron. This is a big spot of bonita from Del Mar all the way down to Point Loma. Really good fishing. Coronado Islands woke back up, or the area there, 15 to 25-pound yellowtail off the Rosarita Flats, as well as some yellowtail being caught around the islands. These were sonar-marked fish, 130 to 260 feet of water. Also, the 371 upper Hidden Bank area right in between there, still fish around there, 30 to 50-pound class bluefin. They are skittish and boat shy. But they are out there, as well as there are some decent yellows on kelps. And that's all I got for you today, guys.
How on earth was that your December fish dope report? I mean, like, how many Julys haven't been that good? That was it's crazy. Mm-hmm. Yosef, what's still going on right now? I mean, you know, fish on the beach, fish offshore, fish in the Coronado Islands, fish in La Jolla. Like, it's December. It's it's almost the middle of December.
Yeah.
Crazy.
No kidding, you can go catch a yellowtail, you know, right off our shore here in December. It's pretty insane. And they're biting good. It's
not,
you know, spotty or anything. So
gotta love it.
Catch
a swordfish, a yellow, a bonita. It's like, wow, crazy. And, of course, how's the real estate game?
Real estate game's still moving great. Seems to be picking up a little bit. There's word that the Fed's going to drop the rate a little bit more, so I think buyers are getting a little anxious. We're moving homes, though. Things are not sitting on the market like they were for 60 days. We're down to, like, 20-day average in a lot of areas now.
Yeah. Well, if somebody wants good real estate questions or get a free home eval and all the good stuff that you offer, how do we do that?
You can get me on my cell phone, 619-277-2169. You can get me on social media at The Angler's Realtor. You can also get a free home evaluation at SoCalHomeEval.com.
All right. And he doesn't bug you. You just get free evaluation on your home, and he'll get it. And Frank has a question for you.
No, I'm good.
Okay. All right. Hey, Joe, you also appreciate that report, and we'll talk to you next Sunday. Appreciate that very much. And, of course, don't forget, save $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, or lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW, your $30 code to take advantage of all those great reports here on fishdope.com.
All right. Hey, I want to remind you that report is sponsored by Norris Lithium. Power your boat with Norris. It's the ultimate choice for marine adventures. Norris delivers unmatched starting, trolling, and electronic power. Norris batteries are packed with cutting-edge technology. Upgrade your marine power today. You can set up your system at norrislithium.com or just go see the trolling motor doctor.
All right, let's go ahead and jump back. Oh, go ahead, Frank.
I just wanted to bring one thing. I was hoping Jonathan would call in.
Hey, he is. He's
on? Okay.
He's not here yet, but he's going to call. I just sent him the number.
All right, so good.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But he will. But
okay.
I don't want to steal his thunder.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
But they're having such good fishing. It's like I've been doing the same things. I've been sitting on my hands wanting to talk about how good those guys are doing on the RP. Well, the phones are packed. Again, if you want to get through, it's 833-288-0973.
All right. Let's jump into it.
How about we talk to Chuck? Chuck's calling us from Dana Point this morning. Hi, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, you guys. Great show. I just love hearing all the stories. You know, a little tip with Yosef. If you're going to wait to the last minute, you're best off getting pre-approved on your loan. That way you know what you can get, and you come in with a lot more buying power. It's a way to go with that. But, you know, you're talking about how old boats are. I've been on boats up north where they're in the war, and that round rear end, it kind of works out pretty good. There's no corner. So we kind of enjoyed all that and the stories of what they used to do. But the old markers used to be a meter mark and a paper plate out the window. Remember those?
Yeah.
It's almost like cheating now with everything we got. But
no doubt
one thing I used to hear up there, they'd pull the anchor up and run from the big swells from those big boats. I don't hear that anymore. Is that a thing of the past when you're out there, like albacore fishing way out? You still running from them big swells or
no? No.
I never saw one. I don't know how big they are.
Nope, not running from them at all.
No. All right, Chuck, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
I had a fun text come through that I thought was perfect for Frank. It says, good morning, gentlemen. I've got so much respect for Frank and everything he's done for us in the industry. My question, Frank, what would be your words of wisdom for a father that is passionate about fishing and is really excited to get their young child engaged into the sport? That's from Dan in Pomona.
Well, you know, first of all, you're really – those – dads and moms that aren't taking their kids fishing. I mean, I was looking at some pictures of my grandchildren. God, the look on their face when they catch something and the excitement, it's just amazing. And you know, obviously, I think the best way to start is by trying to pick a time. Like, for instance, right now, you can't help but take a kid out right now on a half-day boat and catch a bonita. And
great weather, great fish.
Good chance he's not going to get seasick. And, you know, you can always take some preparations for that. But there's nothing greater. You know, they used to say mackerel is a great kid fish. Well, let me tell you, you take a kid out in 5-6 pound bonita, he's going to be hooked, or she. And I put emphasis on the she. Get the girls out there. This is not just a boys' sport. I mean, we've got so many women now that are such good fishermen, and these girls, they learn in a hurry, and we're just not getting enough young girls out fishing, and we get them out there.
Get them out there.
They'll have such a good time.
This week is a perfect week to do that.
Oh,
yeah. The weather's going to stay nice, and yeah.
Well, speaking of that, I just this second got a text from Brian at Fisherman's Landing behind the counter, and he said that Jason has already called in with 40 of the big bonita this morning. So,
wow.
You know, what time is it?
I saw them leaving when I was coming up to the office.
8:30 in the morning, they already have 40 plus on board.
So they're close.
It's all the big ones, and they're going again this afternoon. So it's
a great
call.
Leave at 1 o'clock. Right?
Yeah. And Brian, thank you for that. For that good info. All right, hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, more of your phone calls, and a whole lot more texts as well. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup with Captain Frank. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Here's exciting news from Baker Marine and Fujinon. For a limited time, get $175 of instant savings on the Fujinon TSX 1440 stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Talk about the perfect gift for anyone that spends time on the water, or the perfect time to finally get your pair. Now is the best time to upgrade your gear to a pair of Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades, and they service all brands right at their San Diego Shelter Island location. The Fujinon TechnoStabi TSX 1440 is the best value in stabilized binoculars, period. They deliver rock-steady vision, even in rough waters. And now, for a limited time, get an instant rebate of $175. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they'll be there when your binoculars need service. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and grab your instant savings now. This offer ends soon, so get your pair from Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
Experience the magic of Haida Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada, a Haida Gwaii Safaris, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris. Hi, I'm Valerie Hopebridge. 25 years ago, I fell in love with these incredible islands, breathtaking scenery and wildlife, warm community, and truly phenomenal fishing. That passion inspired me to open my own fishing lodge. Just steps away from the Sandspit Harbor at Haida Gwaii Safaris, you will be fishing pristine, unpressured waters for Chinook salmon, halibut, giant lingcod, and more. Plus, be surrounded by untouched beauty and wildlife. All of us at Haida Gwaii Safaris have exciting news. We now have our own charter flight to and from Sandspit out of Vancouver, making your trip easier than ever. We pride ourselves on creating unforgettable adventures that turn the first-time guests into longtime friends. You will come for the fishing, and you'll come back for the memories. We are booking now. Please call 1-877-815-2892 or visit us at qcsafaris.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Haida Gwaii Safaris, where unforgettable memories are made one catch at a time.
Hi, Bob Hoos with Costa Sunglasses. If you've got young anglers in your life who are just getting hooked, Costa's got something made just for them. The new Next Gen collection is built for long days on the water and takes Costa's iconic performance for smaller faces. Check out Schooley, Costa's first 8-base wrap for smaller profiles, and Street Heat, a bold everyday frame with micro side shields that keep glare and spray where they belong. Help the next generation see what's out there and protect what's out there. Available now at CostaDelMar.com and select retailers starting at $130.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at Fine Tackle Dealers. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning with Captain Frank. If you want to join us, still time to get through, 833-288-0973.
Let's go live to the Royal Polaris right now. Talk to Captain Jonathan Yamani. Good morning, Jonathan.
What's up, Jonathan?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing great. What's going on out there?
Not much. Put a pretty good trip together so far. Pretty good logging fishing. I think we got 130 or 140 logs.
Oh,
like
darn.
That. Yeah. Fished the lower banks for a couple days. A few fish down there, like 100, 130, 40 pounds. I think we had one around 170.
Wow.
But
that's yellowfin, right, John?
Yeah, that's yellowfin. And then came back up, caught some more wahoo, and then fish for some bigger bluefin. I think we had a 215, a 260, and a 270. And yesterday we had pretty good yellowtail fishing. So.
Wow.
And how many day trip is this, Jonathan?
11. It's the one that leaves the day after Thanksgiving. So not the easiest day for departure, but generally it works out.
Cause but sure worth it.
And you're the first boat down there. So the benefit of it, I guess. So worked out this year.
And how's your weather been during the trip?
I agree. We're supposed to have this all the way to the dock. We're just fishing for yellowfin today. So we'll see how this goes. Got a couple so far this morning. So.
What a fun trip.
Sounds unbelievable.
It's crazy.
Yeah, a lot of variety.
We kind of talked about with Frank earlier. It's just crazy to see, like, all of the things that a year out when you book that trip, you think, well, maybe we'll do this or maybe that. It just seems like there's not a fish around that you guys didn't have great success catching during this trip.
Yeah, Dorado, grouper, yeah, it's been good variety-wise, which is nice. Got a shot at some big ones, so hopefully catch
some Philly Yellowfin today, and we'd be in there.
Wow. And when are you back at the dock here in Fisherman's Landing?
We get in on December 9th, and then the boat turns around and leaves for an 8-day. It's actually the Let's Talk hookup.
It is the Let's Talk hookup trip, and Captain Wayne Cotto will be aboard with you and kind of supervising and giving away. He has some phenomenal prizes, too. A lot of AFCO and Shimano and Seaguar and a lot of great prizes in the prize hamper there that Wayne's going to be giving away. Costa sunglasses, the whole thing. So are you going to be running the Let's Talk hookup trip?
No, it'll be Trevin again this year.
Trevin.
Last year he had a pretty big trip.
Yeah,
I know they had really good yellowfin tuna fishing. Trevin will be driving again, so they're in luck. I'm just trying to keep up with them here now.
Well,
we ran that Davis trip and had quite a bit of wahoo and stuff like that, so just trying not to drop the ball.
Well, it sounds like you did just fine, Jonathan.
Unreal.
Yeah, it worked out.
Yeah, well, good. Well, we appreciate you calling. Thanks a lot for the call from the Royal Polaris, and we'll keep singing the praises of you here on Let's Talk Hookup.
And I've got a little bit.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Frank,
I'm gonna yelling at me here. I better pay attention. All right. We'll
all right. Take care.
I just got to add a little bit to that. Yeah. He's being pretty low key.
Yeah,
and pretty
he's
humble.
Very low key.
Yes.
That's just Jonathan.
He's, you know, he has organized that boat so well. He has got a fabulous crew in the galley, led by Pearl. Pearl is just such a gift, such a fantastic lady, an amazing chef, and clean. Everything is so clean in that galley. And Alan is doing a great job. We've got wonderful people there. The crew is phenomenal. He is just so organized, and he's going to be do a hell of a job with that boat. I'm not worried about the success of that boat at all.
It's got to make you really proud. I know how much that boat means to you.
Oh, it means a lot to me, yes.
The only thing we need to do is get him to call into Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, a little more often.
I love that. How's it going? Or what do you have? Oh, not much. You know?
Yeah.
We've got a fabulous trip.
Yeah, unbelievable trip. That's just Jonathan, though. He's just super low-key, right?
Yep.
Yeah. I remember when he showed me the summaries. He's also, on his off times, he loves to catch trout, which I do too. And he showed me this picture of this giant brown trout that he kind of goes, "Oh, yeah, that was a pretty good one." It's like, oh, my God, it's like fish of a lifetime. Are you kidding me?
From what I hear, he is a phenomenal fly fisher.
Yeah. Yeah,
really good.
So is his dad.
Yeah, his dad. But his dad says his son's better.
Of course. Well, hey, you have a great text,
I thought so. This was from Captain Benny Florentino. It says, "Good morning, Frank, Pete, and Rick. A wealth of knowledge having Captain Frank Lopresti. I learned a long time ago two very important things from Frank to convey to my clients. A good cast and a good bait will make a successful angler. My question for Frank is, what is your favorite way to catch a largemouth bass? What a great show, Captain Benny Florentino."
I love fishing them on the fluke.
Oh, yeah, that's a good.
I just really, in the dark.
Oh, really?
In the dark.
Dark of the morning.
Yeah, because, you got to be on your toes, because if you wait to hear the sound of the boil, it's too late. and you got to get as close to that beach as you can in the dark without getting it in the sticks.
That's rough stuff.
I'll tell a quick story about fishing with Captain Frank in Mexico, bass fishing at El Salto, which is one of our favorite things to get to go do. And those trips are so much fun, you know, just getting down there in at Billy Chapman Senior's place. It's a small atmosphere. It's just our group in the morning. And Frank pulls strings that other people can't pull the strings for, and there was the departure time was just later than all, you know, fishermen, and everybody was up early and having coffee and ready to go, and Frank was like, "We're not leaving early enough. We need to be there for that exact bite that he's talking about. Like, if you wait till the sun's up where it's easy traveling, you've already missed the best part of it." And Frank had us out the door in the dark.
In the dark.
Loading the boats in the dark, leaving in the dark, so that you're making your cast as the sun is first cracking the gray. And I don't think that we would have been able to do that without Frank there. And it is such the difference.
And you didn't hit anybody or anything.
No. It was just awesome.
It's so much fun.
And I'm with him. Like, that first, there's something about that first part of the morning, top water bites like that. It's just.
I like it still being dark, not cracking yet. That's
throw
a few
in the
minutes
dark.
Late. Oh, yeah.
Like, be in the spot.
I remember once our guide was trying to untangle the other person that was with me, and we were almost up against the beach, and I just casted parallel right down the side of the beach, and barely missed the weeds, and I had an 8-pounder. So cool. dark as hell.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, it's fun stuff. Hey, I have another great text here from Joe in La Mesa. It says, good morning, guys. Love the show. Question for Frank. Can you speak on what part did the guys on the spotter planes play in his early career? What about communication with them being more difficult in those days? Did you have spotter planes back in the
day? Well, back in the old days, no, we didn't have them at all.
No.
That's just been the last, probably last 15, 20 years, I guess. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's a little more than that.
Yeah.
But we were always able to communicate basically at least with the citizens band.
Yeah.
And they were a lot of help, no doubt about it.
And that's kind of a Ken Franke deal today with getting them involved with SAC and spotting for you guys today, right?
Yes. Yeah. Brian Kiyohara's played a part of that. Tim Ekstrom's played a part in that. And, yes, Ken Franke, yes. And I'm the guy always pushing. We need to get a plane up. Oh, we don't need one yet. There's only two guys fishing. Well, we want to get more out fishing. We got to get a plane up.
Yeah. Now, when Aliar does those trips in April, you think he'll get a plane up?
I guarantee you he'll get a plane up if he has to pay for it himself or we pay for it ourselves.
Okay.
So one way or another, we're going to get a plane up.
Because there's not a lot of boats out there right now.
No, but we got a few guys that are out there fishing. The purse anglers, we get a lot of information that way.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, because the person we heard from Adrian yesterday, they're starting fishing now.
Yeah.
They're already out there getting their quotes.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, I had another great text come through. Good morning, Pete, Rick, and Frank. I remember hearing a long time ago that you have some kind of program to put money towards your long-range trip until there's enough to officially book your spot. I'm wondering if that's still a possibility and exactly how it works. One day I'd really like to do an 8- or 10-day trip. Frank, thanks for everything you do for our industry. It's been so much fun watching kids as deckhands grow into captains and then boat owners. What an amazing thing to witness. That's from Rory in Lakeside.
Yeah, Rory, anything's possible. I mean, if the gals are a little bit unsure, which I don't think they will be, you can always ask for me. And, yes, you can send in $50 a month or $50 twice a year, and 10 years from now say, hey, we'll hold a deposit for you, no problem. I'd like to see you be able to do something where you could do something monthly, even if it was 30 or 40 bucks, and then after a couple of years, you got it made. So
yeah.
I have got to see countless people who've come through the tackle store, hey, this is my big trip, and they compliment Frank for exactly that. Like, I was able to put 50 bucks a month or 100 bucks a month down, and you just start chipping away, and next thing you know, my trip's here, and it's coming from somebody.
Wife never knew where the money came from.
It doesn't necessarily have the means to plunk down the whole bunch right this second, but chip away, and hey, I'm going fishing.
Yeah.
And I'll also mention too, like, people in that situation that Frank has helped them with. We got some gear on the boat. You're going to use, you need these outfits, but we can help you with the kite gear. It's just, I have seen so many accommodations be made for people that are wanting to go fishing. Just call. The girls are awesome in that office.
Yeah, they are.
Are they ever?
Jen and Monica.
Monica
is fantastic.
And Jen are just amazing.
Yeah.
They're such beautiful ladies and so considerate.
Yeah.
So much.
Sure.
They're such an important part of our operation.
Yeah, for sure. Monica, of course, runs the Royal Polaris and, And of course, Jen runs the Shogun, and they run a tight ship.
I just saw this morning, so I didn't even know it, but there's a new Shogun shirt out with a sweatshirt with a Christmas tree on the back end of the deck.
No kidding.
She gave one to every red shirt and every guy in the office.
That's cool.
I mean, she's just amazing.
A little Christmas shirt.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Pretty
Jen's
cool.
Amazing.
Yeah, they do a good job.
And the Shogun's amazing. What a fantastic boat.
I failed to say anything there, but that boat has come a long way this year. It's catching phenomenal fishing, and the food has been great, and the crew is doing a good job. There's always room for improvement, and we're always trying to improve everything, everywhere. So.
Yeah. And we talked about him earlier in the show, but one of my favorite guys in the fleet is Blake Wassano. And now he's running the boat, right? He's helping Renee out.
Yeah, he's doing a very good job. Yeah, he's talking to me about wanting to get into a boat. Well, we'll see here.
Yeah. Blake's been around a while.
Yes, he has.
Yeah.
He's
a good fisherman.
He's a very good fisherman.
Yeah, yeah. And he's been catching fish on the – he's the one that found that yellowfin this year, right? the big yellowfin earlier.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
I think
Tato so. Bank.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Steve from Lake Tahoe has a question. Good morning, guys. I'd like to say thanks to Frank for all the support of sport fishing out in Southern California. Frank, can you reflect on a couple of the outstanding anglers you have witnessed in the day? It's a good question. It's like, who are some of the standout anglers?
Well, one of them for sure is Stas Villanakis.
Stas, of course.
But there's some other ones, too. Dave Adomo was always an amazing guy.
Is Stas still fishing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he pretty much fishes the Royal Star now, one trip a year.
Uh-huh.
See him down here on that. Yeah, those that would be a couple of them. You know, one of the ones now that I think is an amazing fisherman is Sanford Morita.
Oh, Sanford's unbelievable.
I mean, he has really got the touch. And he has a friend that fishes with him, Michelle, who lately had been out fishing him a little
bit. Oh, boy. Really? You know, back in the
day. There's several other guys. You know, and I'm so impressed lately with, I think I mentioned it before, that little book that you can buy, I think, on Friends of Rollo now that Chris Mimick and Larry Brown have done.
Oh,
have you seen that?
No,
I think
Chris Mimick, who told me the other day that he fished 140 days this year, and he's 80 years old.
And he's a wonderful guy. But you need to look at that book, Pete. I said it before. You need to do, every guy that goes fishing, if he only goes once or twice a year, he needs to read that book before every trip, and he'll be so much better off on his trip. Pictures, everything.
Chris is really a scientist when it comes to long range.
And Larry Brown is, you know, and by the way, kudos to Larry Brown and what he's been doing for Friends of Rollo. He has helped us so much, raised so much money, that he has done just a great, great job.
Oh, yeah.
And we're so appreciative.
That book they put together was an advanced course in fishing, but written very easy to understand and very easy to take in. And it was beyond the basics of you put a hook and a line in the water. It just covered all of the things that you might know, whether you've been and need to get an inside tip or you've never been and know what to expect.
And what's the book called? Do you know?
You know, I don't
and
know.
Where can you get it?
I believe now, if Mike Lum would call in right now, I don't know if it's on our website or now that you can purchase it, but we're working at it.
We'll try and get it figured out. And they're getting all the proceeds go to
Friends of Rollo.
As far as I know, it's not a printed hardbound copy or anything like that, at least as of yet.
No.
It was just a lot of work that those two put together throughout this year.
Phenomenal pictures.
Yeah, really good.
Yeah.
Really, really good.
So.
All right. Well,
you know what? I'll try and get more information for you.
We'll pass it along, I can get a hold of Chris, too, and he'll fill me in for sure. Whenever I have a technical question, I call Chris. He's the master for sure. Let's go live on the water right now. To Captain Mike on the Tribute. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Frank. How you doing?
We were talking about you this morning before the show started. I'm glad you weren't listening because you'd probably get a big head, but go ahead.
Well, I guess that could be good or bad. No, I know we got disconnected yesterday when I called in, but it was good as bluefin fishing gets. I think we had limits of bluefin by 8 o'clock in the morning, just flat, greasy, calm weather, like we had started when I called in. And then ended up catching a few yellowtail. I think we had four yellowtail after that, and we spent the afternoon fishing rockfish and lingcod, and that was as good as it gets. So, I mean, just a great all-around middle of December. Like, it's really a bummer that there's nobody out there fishing it tonight just because of lack of people. The fish are there.
And Mike, you got a trip leaving now next Friday. Is that right? Next Friday night?
Yeah. We're trying to get Friday out. And then after that, we're going to be hauling out and doing our maintenance. And, I was talking to a group of guys getting off the boat this morning, part of our charter group or a construction group that was talking about a charter. And they said, so why aren't any other boats running? I said, it's just that time of year. You start running out of people, but I'm sure there's not going to be a boat on the water tomorrow, and that bluefin and the yellowtail and all that stuff still there. And it's just, it's just the way it is. I mean, you know that.
People are saving their money for Christmas and
run out of fish.
Whatever.
Yeah, but it's as good as it gets, and it's flat calm. So
I know.
We should go.
Yeah, do that.
We should go. So, but do you have space on the trip coming up this week?
Fish. We do. We only have a few people booked right now, and hopefully it's like this one was. I mean, there's no reason not to get on a boat. If you want to take home some bluefin tuna, some rockfish, some yellowtail for Christmas, I mean, now's the time. We had a couple of guys last night talking about the amount of fish that they caught and what they're bringing home. They said, the guy goes, well, what do you think this would cost in a grocery store? You know, I said, buying fresh bluefin like that and all that fresh rockfish would probably be the price of your trip.
It would
probably be $400 or $500.
There's no question it would outweigh the value of it. I mean, fresh tuna is $25-$30 a pound.
And there's nothing better than getting in and, you know, having this stuff taken to a processor, having it played on the boat. And it's kind of a neat thing, whether it's Thanksgiving or whether it's Christmas. If you're doing a sushi or sashimi platter and you're having people over, it's the first thing to go.
Yeah. Time. Well, when's the trip leave? How do we get on it, Mike? I want to go.
Yeah.
Friday afternoon at 6 p.m. departure. Call Seaforth Landing, 619-224-3383. Seaforthlanding.com, TributeSportFishing.com. Take a look at our social media. We have everything up. And we just posted our call-in-at schedule starting January 9th, and there's already people jumping on those. And it was in high demand, so we had to get them up. So call-in-at trips start January 9th. Tuna fishing next weekend, leaving Friday night.
Fantastic. Mike, Tribute Sport Fishing out of Seaforth Sport Fishing. Thanks for all the great calls you give us and keeping us going. We talked to Frank about that. As you're the guy that keeps everybody going here, and we really appreciate that on Let's Talk.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Always a pleasure.
Appreciate the call this morning.
Have a great day.
All right.
You too. See you guys next weekend.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we had another great text come through as well. Wow, what a great show, guys. I really enjoy hearing Frank's two leadership traits, lead from the front and facilitating the success of others that leads our industry to success. My question is for Frank. I'm susceptible to motion sickness. Could you recommend a boat from the long-range fleet in terms of stability? I'm anxious to go but nervous about seasickness. That's from Ted in San Diego.
Yeah, it's scopolamine. And what's the other name for it?
Cinerzine is a different. Cinerzine is different than scopolamine, but they're two different drugs. But
cinerzine is the one that my wife was always recommending that worked so well.
Anti-nausea drug that's mainly given to cancer patients, but it works.
Yes.
But see your doctor for all of those medications. Right. But what boat do you see is the Royal Polaris kind of the most stable in the fleet, or the Independence, or?
Well, the boat that was the most stable is no longer with us. That was the Qualifier 105.
Yeah.
You know, really? It was just square.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
That was a tank.
Yeah, that thing, yeah.
Yeah. Unless you were going up into heavy weather.
You know, in heavy weather, the Royal Polaris is amazing. I've watched many of the boats in our fleet going upswell right next to us where they're taking water up to the bridge and we're maybe take one now and then over the bow.
Yeah.
So the Royal Polaris rides extremely well. And, you know, when you get in the trough, all the boats have a little tougher time. Yeah. So, but going into it, RP is hard to beat. And I'm sure the Independence, it's a heavy boat, so yeah. I know they take water up top, same like the XL. I don't want to be bashing any boats. So.
I hear you.
I've been in some not so great weather on the Shogun and was always very impressed with how well that boat handles.
Tank.
It does. It handles big weather very well.
It's steel versus all the other ones are aluminum.
That's correct.
So, yeah. There's some good riding boats for sure. But basically, yeah, see your doctor about some of the possible medications and get on the boat.
And obviously, if you're that concerned about it, I would definitely go on one of the larger boats. Larger is going to make it a little better.
Yes.
Not about it. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky caller or texter's got themselves an overnight trip at a Fisherman's Landing, as well as that great CCA calendar. More Let's Talk Hookup when we return with Captain Frank Lopresti on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, as well as 97.3 The Fan.
Enter into fall with powerful deals on new Yamaha outboards during Yamaha's Fall into Savings sales event. From now until December 8, 2025, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 30 to 450 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of coverage protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit for 150 to 450 horsepower outboards. Looking for lower horsepower? Yamaha's got you covered. Purchase a new eligible Yamaha 2.5 to 25 horsepower outboard and receive up to $700 in dealer credit. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends December 8, 2025. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models exclude 24 or 36-month Yamaha extended service contracts added to factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24 or 36-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer. It's sales event time, and it's happening now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. The Ford year-end sales event has limited-time offers featuring Ford Bronco and Bronco Sport with the standard 4x4 capability and GOAT modes. Goes over any type of terrain. I'll be taking my own Bronco Sport around to tackle my holiday to-do list. Shopping for the perfect gift? How about the Ford Explorer? It's the all-time best-selling SUV that can fit the whole family this holiday season. Inventory is arriving daily with a great selection to take your test drive. Come see the award-winning lineup yourself before the year ends. It's sales event time, and it's happening now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. Hurry into your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer Resort have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Steph Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver. Or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost. But not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. It's time to find out who's got themselves an overnight trip at a Fisherman's Landing. Frank's going to do us the honor and give us a flip on that prize coin. Do it to it, buddy. Today we have a texter. Congratulations, Ted in San Diego. You are going fishing on an overnight trip at a Fisherman's Landing and that awesome 2026 CCA calendar.
Yeah, congratulations. Captain Franco Presti, thank you so much, and thanks for all you do for this sport fishing and all of us that are involved in sport fishing in Southern California are deeply grateful.
Thank you, Pete. Thank you, Rick. It's always a pleasure to be on the show. I enjoy it immensely. Thank you.
So question we didn't ask are spots on the Royal Polaris. Are there any?
I think there's a few spots on the early three-day trips in June.
And then the Shogun has a spot coming up,
Shogun,
right?
Shogun has still got Shogun's leaving today on its last 10-day trip. It's going to start maintenance, and it won't start again until April. And there's plenty of openings, April, May, June, and scattered from there. It gets pretty busy in July, August, September, October.
Get on it. RoyalPlayersSportFishing.com, ShogunSportFishing.com. You can book and get all the information there. Thanks for listening today. Thanks to you out there. Thanks to Jeff, the fan, and thanks to Adam for all he does. We'll be back next Saturday. Nick Kelly from West Coast Marine will be here talking boats. Next Sunday, Martin Levy and Corey King from Bass Specialist.